Hello and welcome. It's hour number three, the third hour of the Ben Maller Show podcast, recorded live overnight in the podcast format now with limited commercial interruption. And the San Diego Padres finally got a no-hitter. It happened over the weekend when we were away from our watchtower. But they got that no-hitter because of the Texas Rangers followed the unwritten rules of baseball. We think this is silly, and I'll explain why. We'll get to it right now in hour number three. Hey, thanks for listening to the Ben Maller Show podcast. It's me, Ben. Be sure to catch us live every weeknight from 2 to 6 Eastern, 11 p.m. to 3 a.m. Pacific, right here on Fox Sports Radio. You can find your local station for the Ben Maller Show over at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every night on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
A no-hitter that should not have been a no-hitter, at least could not have been if you had done the thing you were supposed to do at the time you were supposed to do it. I'll explain. Welcome in the beginning of another hour of the Ben Maller Show. We are in the air everywhere as we bloviate coast to coast, border to border, and beyond on the vast and powerful microphones of FSR, emanating live from the theater, inside the theater of the mind, the Fox Sports Radio studios. Hope all is good in your world. And so over the weekend, while we were away, and we were not in our watchtower, the catbird seat, we were hanging out, schmoozing, living our lives on the weekend, and we had a no-hitter. And that is our lead this hour. It comes from the stupidity of the baseball world. We ranted in a previous hour how the Philadelphia Phillies were given a run when the base runner didn't even touch home plate. That turned out to be the deciding run in the Phillies-Braves game. A lot of controversy in baseball over instant replay. Well, in the Padres game against the Texas Rangers, Joe Musgrove ended up throwing the first no-hitter in that franchise's history. Padres have been around a long time. It's been a running joke. They've had good pitchers there. They've had pitchers that have been Cy Young good, but had never gotten the no-hitter. They've had no-hitters broken up in the ninth inning, and it finally happened on a Friday against the Texas Rangers. It was a moment that many people thought would never happen by this point. I mean, why would it happen? The Padres have been playing since the 1960s, and no no-hitter. But it could have been avoided by the Rangers, and that's the story. Don't bury the lead, my man. All right, we're not going to bury the lead. So if you didn't see the game and you missed it and you don't know the story on this, Texas had an opportunity to break up the no-hitter with a basic baseball play. We take it to the seventh inning, and the bunt, if you had put a bunt down in the seventh inning, the Padres were playing the defensive shift. Rangers manager Chris Woodward contemplated, he admitted it, he contemplated making the move, but ultimately decided against it. Why? Because it goes against the unwritten tenets of baseball, the unwritten rules of baseball. As an industry, they frown upon breaking up no-hit bids with a bunt in the late innings. You're not supposed to do it. If you do it, you're wrong, and you're going to get a baseball right to the forehead if you do that. So I wanted to discuss this because, in retrospect, it's what should have happened. So what do you make of the Rangers manager, Chris Woodward, not bunting, knowing that that was the right thing to do, but not doing it to break up the no-hitter? Now, my thoughts on this, you've got attitude, loophole, and Pavlov's dogs. And we will tie all of these things together into a marginal Maller monologue. Now, A, you're never supposed to spend too much time talking about the Texas Rangers because they're the Texas Rangers. But Chris Woodward, the manager, he is guilty of mismanagement, right? The Rangers are a bad team. They are going to be one of the worst in baseball by the time the season's over, if they're not already. But this particular mindset is pathetic. It's a joke. As a competitor, you know you're going to be bad, but you want to put yourself in a position to compete and to win games. That's the job of a professional ball player, and certainly in a management position. In this situation, the Texas manager, Chris Woodward, is guilty of a dereliction of duties. Right? You talk about an attitude problem. This is a defeatist attitude that was on display. Now, in this particular spot, you had an infielder named Anderson Tejada who stepped to the plate the start of the seventh inning. Now, San Diego is playing a defensive shift. What does that mean? It means the path was wide open for a cheap base hit. They loaded up the left side of the infield, was wide open. So the right side, they were focusing in on that, and the left side was wide open on the Padres' defense. So all Anderson Tejada had to do was to get a bunt down, and he had a gimme base hit, and instead he ends up swinging away and he strikes out, blowing an opportunity to get a hit. The Padres were giving you a hit. They were sacrificing the no-hitter in that situation. Now, part B of this, baseball, this is another area where the sport is backward in business. When it comes to these unwritten rules, it's beyond lame. And we get these monologues a couple times a year. These stories pop up of an unwritten rule that was violated. And they're ready-made radio conversations. All you have to do is just add a little bit of water, pour the water in there, and you're good to go. Every time we shake our heads and we roll our eyes at the ridiculousness that goes on, and these supposedly knowledgeable baseball people, they bow down and genuflect to the unspoken guidelines, which are, in many respects, outdated. Among them is the mindset that under no circumstances, none, do you bunt to break up a no-hitter. Why not? Right? We beg to differ. This makes no sense. It's never made any sense. This has been a story for us we've talked about for 20 years here. It's often ignored. The bunt, last I checked, while it doesn't happen very often these days, is a legal baseball play. If you are a speed burner, there are some of those. It is a lethal weapon if you can do it successfully. And one base runner via a hit changes the entire dynamic of a game. It puts more pressure on the pitcher. Joe Musgrave, he's rolling along. All of a sudden, get a base hit now, lead off the inning, and the stakes change a little bit. And he gets all bummed out because his no-hit bid is by the board. And in this game between the Padres and Rangers, which would end up with a no-hitter, it would have been the perfect secret weapon. The moment San Diego went into that gimmicky defensive shift, they opened up the left side of the infield. As I said, that was the loophole. You're looking for the loophole, right? And when these unwritten rules were compiled, and they have been written about, there have been books written about the unwritten rules, so it's not like they're really unwritten, that's a lie. But the unwritten rules, when they were put together, they did not use the defensive shift on the regular, the way they do in modern baseball today. So that negates the bogus belief that you cannot bunt in that spot. Because you would argue, well, you shouldn't be able to play the defensive shift because that gives your, you know, the guys are dead pull hitters. That gives your pitcher an unfair advantage. You shouldn't be able to do that. Now, it's possible that Anderson Tejada is not a good bunter, doesn't know how to bunt, but at least give it a shot in that situation. Right, just getting the ball down, it's a base hit. You're guaranteed you get some movement there, get something going. Now, the last word here. So I have a theory. I have a lot of theories, but I have a theory as to why the Rangers ultimately decided not to bunt Chris Woodward, their manager, why he decided not to bunt against Joe Musgrave. But the reason is because he's one of Pavlov's dogs, okay? He's hardwired to support the tenets of the unspoken rules of baseball. Remember, Chris Woodward is the same guy who was involved in a mini brouhaha last year. He raised a stink bomb over the San Diego Padres breaking another unwritten rule last year. So if you go back in the way back machine, just last season we ranted about this. The Padres, their star who's now injured, Fernando Tatis Jr., he was outraging the Ranger brass. They were very upset. They were offended by Fernando Tatis Jr., Chris Woodward in particular, for breaking an unwritten rule at that time. Tatis hit a 3-0 pitch for a grand salami. Get out the rye bread and the mayo, Grandma, in a Padre game. They were already leading by 7 runs. Now, that violated, that swing by Tatis Jr. violated the do not swing on a 3-0 count when your team is comfortably ahead guideline. We pointed out last year how silly that one was also. Listen, here's my position on this. If you can't break up a no-hitter with a bunt, if you can't swing 3-0, you're not allowed to steal bases and all that, then just put a mercy rule in, right? If you can't bunt to break up a no-hitter and you can't do this, that, and the other thing, just put a mercy rule in if you can't swing 3-0 counts because you don't want to run up the score. Oh, my God. Right? No plays off, no days off and all that. Unless you're in baseball and you have a big lead, then you can take all those out. It doesn't matter, right? You should always be in attack mode. And really in baseball, when there's no clock, you can make the argument in basketball. When you're up by 30 points with 2 minutes to go in the game, there's no mathematical way a team can get back. In baseball, the way the math works, you're never that far out of it because there's no clock. Even though they're putting a pitch clock in there, there's no actual clock, meaning the game can go on to infinity and beyond, and you can come back. So no lead is completely, completely safe in the sport of baseball. Now, in that same vein, don't ever just roll over and play dead when you're being no hit, right? Remember, Chris Woodward needs to check himself before he wrecks himself. He's not long to be a manager anyway because the Rangers suck. And eventually, when the team actually becomes good again, they'll get somebody else in there to manage the team. But you don't take a possible successful play like a bunt for a base hit, which could have turned the vibe around in that entire game, and it's taboo. It's a bunch of phooey is what it is. It's absolute rubbish. Bad job by them. Bad job by the Rangers. All right, it is the Ben Maller Show. If you would like to be part, we'll take your phone calls. 877-99-ON-FOX. 877-996-6369. If you'd like to be part of the festivities. And the NFL draft is a little less than 3 weeks away. April 29th is the kickoff of the 2021 NFL draft. And we've heard a lot about the top three picks, supposed to be quarterback, quarterback, quarterback. But what happens at number four? Will we see a non-quarterback picked for the first time in the 2021 draft? And if we do see a non-quarterback, who's the best player not a quarterback in the 2021 draft, at least according to the team that's picking fourth? We'll get to that, and we will do it next.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Listen up, Maller Militia. The Ben Maller Show is the show of the people, by the people, for the people. Join the movement and follow your host on Twitter. He's at Ben Maller. And you can tweet at and follow tonight's executive producer. He is in for Coop DeLoop. He is Keep Trying Ryan, Ryan Bershinger. You can follow him at Ryan Bershinger, RyanBurshinger.
Khabib Nurmagomedov says Conor McGregor.
All right. And you can also check out his Dodger podcast, where I'm sure he's complaining about Dave Roberts and Kenley Jansen and those types of things. They're doing well. There's nothing to complain about. And now live from the Fox Sports Radio studios, it's Ben Maller.
Now, you can always do better, Eddie. You can always do better. Still bitter about Kenley Jansen puking up that lead against the Athletics last week. At least I am comforted by knowing that when the Dodgers get back to the playoffs, and they will be back in the playoffs this year, that Kenley Jansen is not a guarantee to be the closer by then. That they will mix and match and rotate pitchers in there. Matt, moving man Matt, writes in from the highways and byways. He's based in Boston, but he drives all over the place from coast to coast. He says a Ranger monologue, a brave Rangers monologue. A-plus for the fact that you tiptoed the third rail of Rangers baseball and Padres, going boldly where no blowhard has gone before. Doing it live, he says. There you go. Bonus points for the rye bread add-in, he points out. All right. Matt says, funny.
It was rye bread and mustard, though, not mayo.
Yeah, well, that was close. All right, Matt said, so funny that Woodward was afraid to break the silent code of baseball no-hitter rule because just 1 or 2 years ago, he advocated and supported his first base, second baseman for purposely dropping a foul ball behind first base in the sixth or seventh inning to try to keep a no-no for Minor. I'm trying to remember that. I don't think I remember what you're referencing, but I'm sure you're probably right about it. You have a lot of detail in that. Just Josh writes in. He says, I find it laughable that the baseball purists want the unwritten rules of baseball respected. You got to respect the game. While Rob Manfred's out there putting ghost runners on second and playing seven-inning doubleheaders, the unwritten rules can kiss my ass. I would have bunted, says Just Josh. Well, I remember, I'm old, I guess, because I was in here years ago, and it was actually the Padres were the team that bunted in a game against the Arizona Diamondbacks, and this is a long time ago. Curt Schilling was pitching a perfect game for the Arizona Diamondbacks in San Diego against the Padres. The Padres had a catcher named Ben Davis who was supposed to be really good, wasn't really good. And it was the late innings, I think it was the seventh or the eighth innings, I remember, and Ben Davis bunted and got on. He got a hit via the bunt, and Bob Brenly, who was the manager of Arizona at that time, lost his lunch, and they were spitting mad at the Padres, and how could they do this? They were going on and on and on and on and on. It was so ridiculous. And here we are 20 years later, and we're having similar conversations, although this was about the Rangers against the Padres. So the tables have been turned a little bit. Let's go to the phones, and let's see here. Eeny, meeny, miny, moe. Let's say hello to Charlie, who claims he's got a golden ticket. Must be a bogus golden ticket in San Antonio. Hello, Charlie.
No, Ben, you don't remember that glorious come-from-behind victory in Coop's Containers of Crypto? That was it came through in the clutch.
Yeah, no one
no,
remembers
no,
that.
No.
How you doing this fine Sunday morning into Monday morning, or Sunday night into Monday morning?
Well, it's now officially Monday morning now. We are no longer in Sunday night. It is now Monday morning. If I was any better, I'd be a Spur, but not a San Antonio Spur, because they're not going to win the championship.
I kind of agree. Greg Popovich is doing his best. The commas are in San Antonio to just tank this team into oblivion. So you heard it here first. We need to start the movement to get that guy into a home. All right, because he's
are you calling right now, Charlie? Are you calling for the firing immediately of Greg Popovich as coach of your San Antonio Spurs?
Start the GoFundMe right now.
Wow, look at that! And that comes off a night where DeMar DeRozan plays hero ball for the Spurs,
yeah,
and they win again.
Winning in spite of that senile basketball coach. But anyways,
you got a better record than the Warriors, you know. Congratulations.
Hey, I get that. But anyway, I called to keep up my holy crusade against the city of Babylon in East Texas in Houston. You know, they're really starting to show more and more their true character. You have a reporter saying that this whole situation is a hostage situation. And then their most prominent sports caller last week saying, Deshaun, he should have paid off the $100. And this week, you should know better. You're a famous athlete. I don't know, Chris. How about he not show his Dodger dog to unwilling participants? How about we start with that as a jumping-off point, you know? But the thing with the reporter, it goes to show, and this is why I hate sports media so much. And I actually grew up, you know, me and my dad would read the paper in the morning. I love the sports section. There was this great columnist in San Antonio, Richard Oliver. I loved him because he would go. He wasn't a homer. I remember in 2002, he was the first one to say, hey, Pop shouldn't be in control of personnel decisions anymore after signing Terry Porter. And that was back when you could be critical of athletes. They weren't trying to get in with them. They weren't trying to go to clubs and parties. And it's just now they want to wave their pom-poms and cheer so hard that you're willing to side with a potential sex offender. It's insane, man.
All right. Well, there you go. You feel better now, Charlie? Did you get that off your chest? Anything else you want to add there, Charlie?
Yeah, Chris.
Oh, there's more, but wait, there's more. I thought he was done, but he has more material.
Just a couple quick things, you know. Chris, he keeps ducking and dodging, but he's taking pock shots left and right at Maryland militia people. And he talks about San Antonio's Creek. Yeah, it's a huge joke. You know, it's only $100 million revenue generator. But you know, Houston, what's their biggest revenue generator? You know, jiggle joints and STD clinics. You know what I mean? Like,
I thank you, Charlie. Jeez. Yeah. But keep in mind, Chris does not want to take you on in the octagon. I mean, you. say all these things. It doesn't matter. I mean, Chris is throwing, he's lobbing, bombs, but he doesn't want to actually go into the octagon. And now his latest Mishigas, he's attacking Matt, the Warrior Raider A's fan, but does not want to step inside. All right, meanwhile, the NFL draft is just a few weeks away. We are less than 3 weeks away from the draft, and we have a pretty decent idea who the top three picks of the draft are going to be. Quarterback, 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 quarterback now. Get a quarterback now. Everyone's a quarterback. You get a quarterback. You get a quarterback. You get a quarterback. But at some point, you're going to actually have to draft a football player who is not a quarterback, and that is expected to happen at the number four pick. The Atlanta Falcons are going to have the first, really the first pick of the non-quarterback division of the 2021 draft. You break down into categories. You got quarterbacks on one side and everyone else on the other side. And with Jacksonville hell-bent on getting Trevor Lawrence, and the J-E-T-S smitten kittens for Zach Wilson out of BYU. And then the 49ers trading up, and they're going to draft quarterback X. Who the hell knows who they're going to draft? They don't think they even know who they're going to draft. Although the speculation was it's going to be Mac. Not Mac and Cheese. Mac Jones is going to be the quarterback. But it's possible they get swayed and pick Justin Fields of Ohio State. But that's to be determined. But at number four, the Falcons expected to go away from the quarterback position, and the gossip we're hearing is they are all about who? That would be a tight end named Kyle Pitts, feeling the pits out of Florida. This guy's the cyborg of the draft. Every year there's a couple of cyborg guys that are freaks of nature, built like Adonis, run like a gazelle, and Kyle Pitts is the guy this year. And he's got all the measurables. All the measurables. Oh, my God, he's so good. Oh, my God. So they say, whoever they are, the draft Knicks that keep track of this stuff. But he's 6'6", 246 pounds, chiseled out of stone, and supposedly will be a dominant tight end for 15 years in the NFL. So we'll see. We'll see whether or not that happens or not. Of course, they had a pretty good tight end in Atlanta, Tony Gonzalez, for a while. Back in the day. All right, it is the Ben Maller Show. Let's go back to the phones, and we say hello to Andrea in Berkeley. Hello, Andrea.
Hi, Ben. How are you?
Sports sorceress. She's got her star charts out.
Yes. Happy new moon in Aries.
Oh, we have a new moon.
We do, which means we'll have a full moon on April 26th.
Uh-oh, April 26th, right around the corner.
Your birthday-ish, yeah.
Yeah, right before my birthday, we will have a full moon.
Okay. Yeah, that's auspicious.
Is that a good thing or a bad thing?
Oh, no, that's a good thing. Powerful and intense and emotional, yeah.
Andrea, if the people over at Tesla, that SpaceX, they're going to be going to Mars and would you go to Mars, Andrea, if you had the opportunity, or are you going to stay here on this planet?
I would stay here on this planet. Virgos are not really all that adventurous, and I have so much work to do here. So, it's a nice idea, but I'm not very drawn to it as of now. How about you?
Probably not, because I think it takes so long to get to Mars. I don't think you'd be in good shape by the time you got there. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah, I'm not a big traveler.
If you could go to space for like a couple hours and go out, I think that would be fun. Like a day trip, a little day trip to space.
Yeah, I was just going to say, like a day trip would be fine. That'd be cool, yeah.
Yeah, I got you. All right, so we have a new moon. We have a full moon coming up. Any other big news here we must get to?
Yeah, no, it was interesting. I looked at Hideki Matsuyama sports astrology. He's born February 25th, 1992. And what's interesting, he's 29. He's having his exact Saturn return, which is a time of career accomplishments and success and abundance. And I think he won $1 million, too.
Well, yeah, it was $2 million, but by the time he pays the taxes, oh, right. He got a little over $1 million by the time he's paying right. the tax people.
So, yeah, so that was kind of cool being 29. So all your listeners
well, and,
out there.
Andrea, and we mentioned this earlier, there's estimates that because of the economy in Japan and they love golf and this guy being now the king of golf in Japan, that Masayama's going to get like $1 billion, close to $1 billion in endorsements as a brand ambassador to all these Japanese countries. So he's right. going to be laughing all the way to the bank wearing his green jacket.
Right, right. I was going to say the endorsements are more than, you know, anything. So, I mean, that's a sad return for all your listeners out there in the Maller Militia. 28 to 30 is a very auspicious time of career accomplishment. So it was interesting. He fell right in that zone. And, you know, that timing's everything. That was kind of interesting to see.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, Andrea, thank you. And Virgo in Service on Twitter. You're very friendly with the Maller Militia. So thank you, Andrea.
Yes, thanks, Ben. All take right. good care.
There she goes. All right, letting us know, giving us proper warning that April 26th, we got a full moon on the horizon. And so prepare accordingly. And for those who think it doesn't matter, it's all bullcrap, the full moon. I tell you from years and years of doing overnight radio, when there's a full moon, the wolves are howling. It does. We get weirder situations that take place around the full moon. People act a little differently. It's just the way it is. Can't explain it.
Ruff, ruff, ruff.
Yeah. Did you hear how mean that dog sounds? Did you hear that? I heard.
Ruff, ruff,
yeah.
Ruff.
That is a pit bull. Is what that is. That is a killer dog.
David Gaskin. David Gaskin.
All right.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific.
It is the Ben Maller Show. As we press on later this hour, we are going to have the Insta Advice Line Unscreened Radio, but more speculation about the NFL Draft. You can make anything up around the NFL Draft, and you won't be proven correct or incorrect for another couple of weeks. And the 49ers, are they fully invested into the Mac Jones category? Well, apparently not. Apparently not. While several of the insider crowd have said that Mac Jones will be the number 3 pick in the draft, it is not set in stone. It is not set in stone. And Kyle Shanahan and GM John Lynch, there have been reports that they are disagreeing on who should be picked. And they are planning on doing their due diligence at the other quarterbacks other than Mac Jones, Justin Fields, in Columbus this coming Wednesday, a second pro day for Justin Fields. And then I think it's today, Trey Lance in North Dakota. No, next Monday. So it's not today. It's next Monday. I know you're very concerned about which day the pro days, the second pro days are taking place. This is a new occurrence to me, the second pro day. It's because there's no scouting combine going on, but that's the speculation that the 49ers are not locked in on Mac Jones, nor should Mac Jones should not be the number 3 pick in the draft. We said he's a system quarterback. You don't draft a guy like that in the first round. You draft a guy like that later on. The first round is for the athletic freak, for the freak of nature. Mac Jones would have been a guy you draft in the first round in the 1970s and the 1980s, and maybe even in the early 90s, but not now. No, 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 no. All right, let's go back to the phones. Eeny, meeny, miny, moe. Let's say hello to, who do we have here? Let's say hello to Shane in Des Moines. Hello, Shane.
Hello, Ben. How are you?
Shane, if I was any better, I'd be a hawk, but not a Hawkeye, because they didn't get that far in the tournament.
I'm a Cyclones fan anyway. I got a question for you, though, Ben. You know how I'm doing tonight?
Do I care how you're doing, or are you going to tell me how you're doing?
I would like to tell you, if I were any better, I'd be a millennial, but not Mason the millennial, because his calls are boring. What's up with that dude?
Well, that we agree on, Mason the millennial. Yeah.
My kids, when they can't fall asleep, they just listen to a Mason call, knocks them right out.
Yeah. Well, that's good. I mean, you either put your kid in the car and drive around because kids fall asleep when they're in the car, or you put a Mason the Millennial call on, and that'll put you right into narcolepsy.
Oh, yeah. Comatose. Yeah. So you had a guy call up earlier about the Seahawks or the Sonics coming back to Seattle. Kevin Garnett was going to do something about that. Did you hear anything about that? was going to try and buy a franchise in Seattle.
Well, yeah, he was going to try to buy. Well, he was talking about buying the Minnesota Timberwolves. The problem is the other teams, there's really none for sale. Maybe the New Orleans Pelicans can be had, possibly.
Right.
But who are the teams that are going to be available? I mean, most of them are making a lot of money, and they're not for sale. So good luck.
See, I'm kind of on the fence if I want another team's team or I want my team, like a new team. Because when Oklahoma took the Sonics, I didn't want the Sacramento Kings. I didn't want, can't remember who's for sale, the Suns maybe. So I kind of hope we expand and we don't get someone else's dumpster fire.
Well, no, you can make it your own dumpster fire. Are you from Seattle, right, Shane, or you loved the Sonics when you were younger?
Just a fan. We had an owner in our last few years named Howard Schultz. He was a big Starbucks guy. And he said the main problem with owning a franchise is that NBA players won't listen to a coffee guy. They'll only, they don't respect an outsider. So how do you think A-Rod's going to be respected if he takes a team on as an owner?
Oh, they're going to kill A-Rod. I say they're going to kill him, but I did read Carl Anthony Towns said he was a huge Yankee fan. He grew up in the Northeast, and he was a huge Yankee fan. So, I mean, I guess in that respect, they'll like him. But, yeah, I mean, A-Rod, he's going to be destroyed. He's going to be picked apart. He's not a basketball guy. He's an outsider. He's a baseball guy. And everyone knows A-Rod doesn't really want to own a basketball team. He wants to own a baseball team.
Well, even in baseball, I don't know if they're listening to a guy like A-Rod. I mean, he's not the most upstanding citizen.
No, but at least in baseball, you can say, well, he's played. He was a Hall of Fame level player. He's never going to the Hall of Fame because he cheated. But he put up humongous numbers in the steroid era and with benefit and all that. You can make an argument he knows baseball and he knows how to cheat at baseball. But basketball, come on. A-Rod is a basketball guy? It's like Dan Marino buying the Miami Heat. What sense would that make?
Well, the best thing about A-Rod is when he leaves your team instantly gets better. Seattle got a little bit better. The Rangers got a little bit better. So maybe if he owns a franchise and he leaves that, maybe they'll get better too.
There you go. You're looking at a positive, Shane. All right, thank you. Good shot at Mason the Millennial, but I must move on. But thank you for that. We are going to have the Insta Advice Line. We're going to give some advice to Major League Baseball. Twice in the first 10 days of the baseball season, we have seen instant replay botch calls. The Michael Conforto play in the Mets game against the Marlins last week, and then on Sunday Night Baseball, the Phillies scoring a run without actually touching home plate, which turned out to be the game-winning run. We'll give some advice to the replay system in Major League Baseball, the Insta Advice Line. We'll get to that, and we will do it next.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hey, it's me, Rob Parker. Check out my weekly MLB podcast, Inside the Parker, for 22 minutes of piping hot baseball talk featuring the biggest names and newsmakers in the sport. Whether you believe in analytics or the eye test, we've got all the bases covered. New episodes drop every Thursday, so do yourself a favor and listen to Inside the Parker with Rob Parker on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
From the first moment you tune in, you know the Ben Maller Show's not your garden variety sports talk. We welcome all the freaks of nature to the Maller Militia. Facebook's an online amusement park for all of us. You can chat with other super fans of the show. It's simple and it's free. Help support our show by liking our page. Go to facebook.com/Ben Maller Show. And now live from the Fox Sports Radio studios, it's Ben Maller.
Hey, you sports figure guy or girl.
Who the hell are you talking to, son?
Here's some instant advice.
Hold that thought. No one's paid attention to me for 10 whole seconds.
And if you don't like it, screw you.
And away we go. It's the Insta Advice Line. Unscreened radio. The safety net is off. Who in sports needs our advice, our wisdom, our knowledge? Well, this week it's rather simple. We go to the world of baseball. Twice in the first 10 days or so of the baseball season, Major League Baseball's replay system has completely screwed up. You had the Michael Conforto play last week when he leaned into a pitch. You're not allowed to do that. They went to replay. They didn't reverse the call, and the New York Mets got a win. And then on Sunday night, the Phillies and the Atlanta Braves in Georgia, And the Phillies play at the plate on a sac fly. The runner does not touch home plate. Three different angles all showed him not touching home plate. Baseball, call on the field, run scored. They called it a run-scoring sac fly for D.D. Gregorius. So, baseball's got a problem, and they need your help. Only you can solve the dilemma for baseball. What advice do you have for Major League Baseball replay czars on how to fix the broken system? You're live on the air when you hear my voice. 877-99 on Fox. Line 1, you're on the air. Go.
Ben, I have brokered a verbal octagon tomorrow night between
all right.
Chris and Houston.
We don't have time for this. You got to call back next. Caller 2, you're next on the air here. That was Rob in Vegas. His instant advice line, rapid fire. Hello, line 2, you're on the air. Go.
Ben, I think dry queens should take over baseball.
All right, thank you. Thank you, Flexus. All right, hanging up on you. Line 3, you're next. Line 3, advice to baseball replay czars on how to fix the broken system. Line 3.
I'm Fudgy Kamau, and I deserve an Infinity Golden Ticket.
Yeah, Fuzzy, you are beloved, Fuzzy. Let me tell you, Raz loves you. A lot of guys send a positive message. It's all about Fuzzy. Everyone get Fuzzy now. All right, line 5. Your next line 5. Go.
Just play the Kim Kardashian and Ray J video.
Okay, thank you. Well said, sir. Well said. Line 6. I don't know what that guy was saying. Line 6, you're on the air. Hello.
I'm David Gascon, and I love the cock.
All right, thank you. I don't think you can say that. 877-99 on Fox is the number. 877-996-6369. Line 1, you are on the air. Hello, go.
You're too sexy for video, Ben Maller.
Well, thank you. But I am on video, by the way. The company puts these YouTube clips up on Twitter and Facebook, so you can see my ugly mug there in some of these monologues. Line 1, you're next. Line 1, go. All right, line 1's not there. We'll go to line 2. It's the instant advice line, 877-99 on Fox. Advice to Major League Baseball replay czars on how to fix what has become a broken replay system. Hello, line number 2.
They need to get off their knees because they're blowing the game.
All right, thank you. Line 3, you're next. Line 3, you're on the air. Go.
It should be scrapped, Ben. It's not like you. It ain't number one.
Number one. Thank you, Sean the Hood Guy. Line 4, your next line 4. Go. All right, thank you for that. No, where's my baseball guy? We've lost some of the staples of the instant advice line. We'll do one more and only one more. If it's good, I'll take credit. If not, I'll blame. Keep trying, Ryan Bershinger. Pick a line, Ryan.
Line 4, you're on the air.
Line 4.
Two hands, $100,000. Two hands, $100,000.
All right, there's Charlie in San Antonio doing a ripoff of the other line there. You should have picked line 1. Bad job by you. Keep trying, Ryan, though.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.